The Natural Resources and the Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Will the administrative assistant please call the roll?
Chair Altman.
Here.
Vice Chair Bell.
Here.
Ranking Member Chambliss. Representatives Abbott.
Yes.
Black.
Here.
Botana.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Cassell.
Here.
Cross.
Here.
Gossett Seddon. Hart.
Here.
Kilbrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Lopez.
Yes, sir.
Here.
Overdorff.
Yes, sir.
Trunell.
Here.
Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that your electronic devices are either turned off or on silent. And any member of the public wishing to speak, please fill out an appearance form and give it to the committee or the administrative assistant or the sergeant staff, and we'll know you're interested and we'll have you speak. Representative Gossett Simon barely missed the quorum. So, barely made it. Okay, we have a short agenda today, but do we have any questions or comments before we begin the meeting? So we have a short meeting, one bill, but a very important bill. And Representative Schoaf, it's House Bill 87, Taking of the Bears. And you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee. I know it's Friday morning, and I appreciate your time. This is a very important issue. It is an issue that has plagued North Florida for a number of years. Many of you know FWC is tasked constitutionally with the sole authority to manage our game populations. As a legislature, that means we cannot pass a bill here that would infringe on that right. But we can take a look at ways to allow our constituents to protect themselves and defend themselves when they're at home. Many of you that live in South Florida may not understand what this is about. I can assure you it's a plague in North Florida. We have thousands of bears. They have been protected for a number of years. They should be protected. They're a great animal. But that protection ends the moment that bear crosses your threshold and comes into your home, into your carport. You should not have to hide your children and animals inside the house and not be able to defend yourself against a 400-pound black bear. That's the story in North Florida. That's what's happening. We have many people, since this bill has been filed, that have come forward to talk about waking up to their doors being knocked in the middle of the night, kids in the home screaming, and a bear in the kitchen, destroying the kitchen and trying to get all the food out of the refrigerator. Well, currently, you're not allowed to shoot that bear. You have to blow a whistle, you have to call FWC, and you have to stand there and hope it doesn't come into your bedroom. I think that's absurd. I think that you should be able to defend yourself. I think this bill should go further and be able to defend your property. But for now, this is what we're talking about. This bill simply allows you to use lethal force if you fear for your life. I will say that working with Rep. Cassell, we do have an amendment coming at the next stop. We didn't file it here because this is an appropriations committee, and that is a policy change. That will tighten up, I believe, a lot of concerns about what you feel, if you feel afraid or versus imminent danger. So that's, stay tuned, that will be coming soon. With that, folks, I could go on all day. This is a serious issue. I'd appreciate your support, and I look forward to the discussion.
Okay, thank you, Representative Schoaf. Are there any questions? Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, and thank you very much, Rep. Schoaf. My concern is, do we have any appropriations set aside to educate the community about the bears and the trash can that they could purchase?
FWC has an extensive budget. They are charged with that. They do have an education program, and usually it starts once you have a bear in your front porch or front or your living room and you call them. They're going to come out and give you all kinds of pamphlets and a good education on what you can and can't do the next time it comes in the house. I would love to see that expanded. That's an FWC question, though. We do have an appropriation request in this year before this committee that would allow Franklin County to install bear-proof garbage cans for its citizens. Hopefully, you all will approve that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Also, well, can we not put that as part in your amendment that will require FWC to educate the community prior to having a bear in your house? Is that something that we could do?
I mean, I imagine we can try. They have full constitutional authority over everything to do with that. We could put money in there. We could tell them to do it. They kind of operate on their own schedule and their own authority.
You know, I think we do have a request, and I hope we can fund that proposal. Garbage cans, bear-proof garbage cans are important. That's probably the leading cause of these bears coming into our residential areas. But I believe in a fiscal point, and this is a fiscal committee. It's rare we get such a policy-oriented bill, but that happens time to time. If people can protect their homes, this could have a positive fiscal impact, because as more and more bears invade homes, invade yards, threaten kids and animals, you're going to get more calls from FWC. It's going to be more work for them. This could have a substantial fiscal, well, maybe not substantial, but a fiscal positive. Yes, Representative Chambliss.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, Representative Schoaf. Just real quick question. FWC supports this effort.
Go ahead.
That was a question.
They've remained neutral so far.
Okay.
Thank you, Ranking Member. Any other questions? I don't see anything. Okay, all right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering, and maybe you all will correct this when we get this amendment, but that people who do not have the trash cans, the proper bear protected trash cans, a bear can't get in it. Have you considered penalizing them for not doing so? Because if you know you're in an area where this is happening, then why don't you get these trash cans?
I mean, as a matter of principle, I don't think we should be penalizing anybody for having a $1,500 garbage can or not. I think that'd be pretty absurd for the state to penalize somebody. I think they should be able to live their lives, and it's not just garbage. It's their barbecue grill. They could have grilled burgers the night before. We don't expect them to roll that into their house. That attracts the bears. Dog food stored in secure containers outside, that attracts the bears. Cat food. And in North Florida, nearly everyone I know owns dogs.
Owns what?
Owns a dog. So we've got a lot of dog food out in people's back porches and carports, and it's just not realistic to think that we can legislate this away through mandates of what people have to do and how they have to be. They're people at the end of the day, and we enjoy living outdoors. We enjoy our way of life in North Florida, and yes, we can mitigate a lot of this. At the heart of it, yes, garbage is what leads the bears to come strolling down the street at 4 a.m. And usually those bears just have a smorgasbord on the street. It's the ones that are a little bit different that go kick your door in. And those bears aren't going to respond to a whistle.
You know, the number one attractant, what they like most, donuts. Donuts. They're a lot like humans.
And honey.
And honey, yes, honey. Honey, that's a problem. Any other questions? Do we have any questions? Yes, Representative Cross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Has there been any consideration of the use of, like, tasers or rubber bullets, something that is non-lethal in, pushing a bear back but not actually killing it?
There probably has been, but I can tell you, as an outdoorsman, I've seen a 400 or 500 pound black bear, and I'm not going to try to tase that thing. The fur is very, very thick. I don't even think it would get through that. And that's the last thing I would want, probably the last thing I would ever do, is to try and tase a mama bear. You'd read about me in my obituary. That would not work.
They do make bear mace, but they make bear mace. Yeah, when you go out west hiking, you always have bear mace, specifically for bear. Of course, spraying a bear mace in your home with kids could be a tough situation. Okay, I think that's all the questions that we have. Is there anyone, do we have any cards, anyone from the audience who wishes? Looks like we do. Marcy Cota, Animal Section of the Florida Bar. Wave in opposition. Okay. Ashley Land. How do you say your last name?
Ashley Landwerlin.
Wave in opposition, representing yourself as a Florida citizen. Case McFall, Human Society of the United States, State Director, Humane Society.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. And humans and humane issues really go hand in hand, so that was fine. A good intro, so I appreciate that. I'm Kate McFall, representing the Humane Society of the United States and our Florida supporters. I genuinely appreciate Rep. Shove listening to his constituents and acting and taking action on their behalf. He and I have talked about this issue. Respectfully, the HSUS, we oppose this bill. The real issue at hand is the attractants. Trash management, or lack thereof, and how best to manage the attractants is the crux. It's not rocket science. The bears are in neighborhoods around humans because there's a food source there. And they're hungry. 9 times out of 10 is trash, intentionally or unintentionally. A lot of good folks maybe don't realize. And the cans are not cheap. I don't know of one that's $1,500 unless it's a dumpster, but the personal cans for your home are about $300 or $400. Feeding wildlife is illegal in Florida, as most of you guys know. I do think securing food, dog food or people food, and cleaning your grill are reasonable expectations. We live among Florida's incredible wildlife now more than ever, with a lot of development and bear habitat being destroyed and changed, and the bears are managing. We have moved into their habitat. It's really time to clean up and pick up our trash. Under this bill, we are essentially saying that we don't have the tools or the plan or the time to manage the trash. And if people are really afraid, we need to stop, again, intentionally or unintentionally, luring them to the house. We don't dispute that the bears are in neighborhoods and that it's a safety risk and that people are frightened. I believe that, of course. It's no wonder. On one news clip that I saw from Franklin County, the reporter was there, and the woman actually discovered a small bear in her trash can when she opened the lid. I mean, it's pretty telling. Just this week, there was a woman living in North Florida in a rural county. And she reached out to the authorities for help, had a bear problem. I need help with this large bear. It keeps coming around, eating, getting onto my porch for weeks. She was afraid and wanted this bear dealt with. With some coaching, she started securing her trash in a bear she bought. She spent the money, bought a container. She removed the bird seed and secured her chickens. By the time the biologist got there to set up the trap, the bear was gone. They were not successful in trapping him because he had moved on. The food source was no longer available. Bears are elusive and normally afraid of people. If they become habituated and in neighborhoods again, we know why. We know why, because of the food stores. The state should allocate at least an additional $1 million to the FWC for grants to counties, not just Franklin County, but all over the state, for this really important equipment, for bear-wise equipment, bear-proof cans, or provide the funding directly to the counties, as the representative mentioned, for this purpose, with FWC in the mix. And I'm so glad that the bill sponsor mentioned a robust education program led by the FWC. I think that's warranted clearly. So certainly that should be top of the list. And these counties that we've been talking about perhaps enact a trash ordinance to help educate and lead the residents in their county to safety. Lee Constantine, many of you may remember, was a senator here, and now he serves as a Seminole County Commissioner. He's been leading the way in his county on that issue, and it's been very successful. I just wanted to make a mention of that. We urge you to support the appropriation requests, but reject this bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Michael Herring, representing himself. I don't think he's here. Gail Ziga. Katrina Shaddix. Matthew Grochowski.
It's Polish, so it's Grocholski.
How do you say it?
Grocholski.
Grocholski?
Yep.
I like that name.
Grocholski. Thank you.
Fun to say.
It's interesting. Grocholski. Hello, my name is Matthew Grocholski, a student of Rollins College, the political director of the Sunrise Movement of Orlando, a friend of Split Oak Forest, and a friend of the Bears. I'm speaking in opposition on this bill for multiple reasons. Bears are living creatures, and as thus, shooting a bear should always be an absolute last resort. And when you do shoot a bear and the said bear isn't killed, you now have a bear roaming a neighborhood, which is an even more hostile situation than was created by the bear just approaching your property. Shooting bears once typically doesn't fix the very issue that this bill seeks to fix. If we're talking about property, then our properties should have proper waste management to deal with the very issue at hand. Bears get attached to properties because of a lack of proper waste management. We need to tackle that, the real issue, instead of just tackling Winnie the Pooh. Focus on bear education, waste management, and don't just say that bears are the problem. The fiscal benefits of this bill are outweighed by the fiscal downsides. From what I see, there is no proper circuit breaker in this bill to help prevent the extinction of bear species, which will bring down our economy and natural beauty in the state. With this natural beauty being one of the most elusive grabs of tourism in our state as well. By voting against this bill, you're helping save a species and the economy. Maybe you're not helping save the population of donuts and honey, but I think you're doing a good thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Stephen Groden, I think he's here. And these forms, they didn't mark whether they were for or against the bill. Maureen Mager. Cheryl Rogers. Ruth Nichols. Again, there's no indication if there were four against the bill. Sandy Tedder. Valerie Howell. And I'm wrong. All the one names I've called are opponents to the bill. And James Woodard, opponent. Sherry Schulter, opponent. And Chris Dolan. Waves in support. Okay, those are all our speaker cards. Valerie Howell is an opponent. Is she here? No. Okay, is there any debate on the bill? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep, I thank you for bringing forth the bill. I do understand what you're saying. I'm taken over by alligators in my area, but they don't allow us to shoot them, which we really need to. There's a lot of them. However, for this bill, I think that part of this is called education. I cannot believe that FWC is not educating people before the bear shows up in your house. So as a legislature, we mandate everything else, everything. I cannot believe that we cannot figure out how to put something in there that requires them to do a robust educational piece about these bears. I also believe that we, since we have money, we should buy these trash cans for the 290 people that did not have it, and one person had a bear-proof trash can in just an article from last week. That says that the community themselves, they're not obviously taking this, well, maybe they are taking it serious. I can't say they're not taking it seriously. Maybe they don't have money to buy the trash can. But I understand that there are some programs out there that will help them acquire this trash can. So my hope is that we will ensure that there's money for people to buy the trash cans. I cannot support a bill because we say we're going to fix it until I see it fixed. So my hope is that this amendment that you all are working on will help alleviate some of the heartburn I have about shooting the bear. I get it. I wouldn't want to wake up with a bear in my house either. But I also believe that as humans, we've taken over their habitat. So what do we expect? They're there because we've moved them out. So what we need to do is educate our communities on what it is they need to do, supply the trash cans, and secure our properties. And I get it. You can't roll up the barbecue grill, but we can. There are things that we can do as humans. For that reason, I cannot support the bill today. My hope is that in the next stop, by the time it hits the House floor, I will be in a position to be able to support it because you all will have fixed it with your amendments. So thank you very much for bringing it forth.
Representative Cross. Then Representative Cassell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Schoaf, I, you know, want to sympathize with the with the residents in your district that are having this issue. But I really think that this comes down to a failure of the state to adequately invest in conservation, to not have more comprehensive planning that looks at where people and where wildlife should live, and also the failure of us to educate residents and provide resources to them, whether these are people who are seventh generation Floridians or new transplants from New York. The Florida black bear is one of our keystone species here in the state of Florida, and we know that if the Florida black bear has habitat, then it supports so many other species. This legislature recently passed the Florida Wildlife Corridor Act, and that whole initiative was really inspired by a young male black bear called M34, who took a 100-mile or so walkabout in central Florida. And it really illuminated the need to protect habitat and the extensive habitat range that animals like black bears and panthers have. A couple weeks ago, FWC was here as part of the budget request, and I did ask the question if they had the resources to further implement these programs to make sure that we're minimizing negative impacts between human and wildlife, and I did not get an answer of whether they had adequate resources or not. I think we need to start there. I think people need to be more proactive in securing their trash and their properties. You know, when people move to our state, I think it's incumbent on homeowners associations or other groups within the community to educate these residents about the risks they face, just like you wouldn't move to a coastal area without understanding the risks that you might encounter because of hurricanes or storms. If you're moving to an area with a lot of native wildlife, you need to be aware of that and comport yourself appropriately. So I don't want to see the Florida black bear in the crosshairs because of our failure to educate and properly invest in the things that will keep both our human populations and our black bears and other native wildlife safe. So I cannot support your bill today.
Representative Cassell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First and foremost, Representative Schoaf, I want to take the opportunity to thank you for working with me on getting some language to better define, you know, what is a threat and making sure that that language is a little bit cleaner. I think just to bring things down to sort of a more common sense level, at the end of the day, you already have the ability to protect yourself, whether it be from a human that you're afraid of or an animal. So really what I see you doing is codifying into law a defense that's already available in the event that a wild animal is on your property attacking you or potentially attacking you and your family. And while I don't disagree with my colleagues that there is an educational component that we should look at and we should really consider, I don't want my safety or the safety of my family to be tied to whether or not my neighbor has that education or has taken the time to get that education or has taken the time to lock up their food. And we know bears are coming into neighborhoods where lots of people reside. So while I agree with the concerns and echo those sentiments, when we're talking about safety and defending yourself or your family, I don't think it should be tied to what your neighbors are or aren't doing. So I appreciate the fact that there is a component to this bill that we will see in the appropriations and in the budget. But I think at the end of the day, what we're talking about is people's safety and giving them the ability to protect themselves in the event that they feel threatened. So the bill's not exactly where we want it to be yet. I know because of policy reasons, we could not amend the bill today. So I look forward to filing the amendment when this committee meeting is over and to get that bill in a better posture. So thank you for your work.
And Representative Casale, I want to thank you for waiting for the policy committee to do that. That was very proper. I really appreciate that. Okay, do we have any other? Okay, Representative Black.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Representative Shove, thank you for a bill that is rarer even than the black bear. That is to say, one that is founded upon obvious common sense. You know, the bears are coming into our neighborhoods, not because there's not habitat for them. They're coming because there are simply too many bears. We have an abundance of bears. Every time I go in my cow pasture, I have to watch out for them now. And the bears have learned something that from time immemorial we had taught them differently about. And that is that, well, we're not at the top of the food chain anymore. And they think possibly they are. And so they come into our neighborhoods, they've learned that near people there are lots of tasty treats. And it's only a matter of time before they go the next step and find that the people themselves are also tasty treats. Now, this is an appropriations committee, and I'll point out that there is an economical policy implication to all of this. If you'd really like the bears to leave the people alone and go back where bears belong, allow archery hunters to take bears in those areas. I don't think we'd be having this discussion if FWC were properly managing and taking charge of this responsibility. You know, we could name this bill the Top of the Food Chain Act. From time immemorial, humans have been at the top of the food chain. It's time that we restore our citizens to that top of the food chain. And although I agree that there is garbage out there and there are mitigation efforts, I know that FWC does do some of that. It's impossible to manage bears that way, because bears will eat things that you never even thought of. There's pet food put out every day, but they'll come for your pets too. There are fruit trees, and they come for that as well. It goes on and on and on. At the end of the day, you've got too many bears. Allow hunters to hunt bears again. Restore the proper fear that bears have of people. And then nature will once again be in balance. And we won't have to discuss this in this committee any longer. But meanwhile, Representative Shoaf, I again commend you on a very common sense bill. And I'll close with this. We are in a situation where it is undebatable, indisputable, that it is perfectly okay if I'm in fear for my life in my home to kill a man. but not a bear. That is absurd. And with that, I close. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Kilbrew.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate it. Thank you for the bill. I think there's one, I'm going to be up on it because I'd like to see some things adjusted or amended in there. And to do that, we've got to move it forward. But I think one of the areas that we need to clarify is the term private property. For some reason, it just seems, you know, somebody owns 400 acres. I can see a big argument somewhere about what is private property. Is it your immediate or is it whatever? But I would like to see something, at least maybe try to address that. Thank you.
Okay, I think that's all the bear. I have to say a few things. One, I know one thing we all share. We have an immense love of bears. And I live in Indiana. Beachside, we don't have any bears. Maybe it's been a long time since a bear walked on the beaches of Florida, in our area at least. But I do live amongst the bears about 2-3 weeks out of the year up in the mountains of West Virginia, which is my home away from home. And I can't tell you how excited we were and are that we now have bears that have relocated back on our part of the state. And they're amazing animals. And amazingly smart. It's amazing how elusive they are. They are incredibly, it's rare to see them. You have to really work hard, and if you do, you probably won't see them because they're wild and they have that natural fear of humans. I can't imagine the behavioral shift in the mind of a bear that literally would go into somebody's home. And I do believe that this bill, it's going to be interesting to look back in a few years and see how many bears are shot in homes. I think it's going to be extremely rare. And if that were to happen, the bears are smart. They'll quit going into homes. They are amazing. I think they may read the wildlife management regs because they know when hunting season starts up there. Just they're amazing animals, and we're blessed to have them. And I support this bill. I think it's measured and it takes a proper approach. But I was thinking, gosh, isn't this a good problem to have? Thank God we have bears and we still have wildlife. And this highlights our purpose as a committee to continue to appropriate money to buy land, keep Florida wild, do our wildlife corridor, so we continue to have bears and hopefully the other wildlife that benefits. Representative Schiff, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Chair Altman. And I really appreciate all of the input today. Chair Cassell, it's been great working with you, and I look forward to that amendment as well. Representative Black, you hit the nail on the head. It part of my close was, if you wake up in the middle of the night and there is some dude has broken into your house and is ripping apart your house, you can shoot him, and that is the end of the story. You will not get arrested. Our friend Rep. Tribolsi connected me with a constituent of hers after this bill came out, who was a firefighter down in her part of the state. Went out to his garage one night, get something out of the carport, refrigerator, and there was a huge black bear growling, standing right there. He happened to keep a pistol above the refrigerator, grabbed the pistol and shot it. He was arrested. It took a year and a half to clear his name. That is absurd. It is absurd that Floridians have to pause to think whether or not they can defend themselves. This is not about bears. This is about protecting and giving Floridians the peace of mind that they don't have to hesitate if they're in fear for their life. We're not going to cut down all our fruit trees. We're not going to have a government. I don't want to live in a country that has laws that says you can be charged with a crime because you forgot to scrub your grill down after you grilled out one night. That's insane. We're not going to have everybody cut down all their live oak trees. Here in Tallahassee, that's illegal. I don't know about where y'all are from, but you cut a live oak down here and it has more rights than a human. Those bears love the acorns. That's an attractant. So all of this talk about modifying attractants is well-founded, but it's not realistic. Folks, the sheriffs support this. They've been at our last hearings in the Senate and the House. They asked if they want to come up today, and I said, no, it's early, it's Friday. You need to be in your district. But if we needed them here, they would all be here. They're tired of it. There is tremendous support, and you'll find that the overwhelming opposition to this bill comes from animal rights groups, we love them. But this isn't about a bear's right. That bear loses its right when it comes onto your property and threatens you and your family and your property, just like we do as humans. I'll stop there. There are so many other examples to make this point and drive it home, but I would appreciate your support today.
Okay. Representative Shove, having closed on the bill, Douglas, please call the roll.
Chair Alton?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bell? Ranking Member Chambliss?
Yes.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Cassell?
Yes.
Cross?
No.
Gossett-Sieben?
Yes.
Hart?
No.
Kilbrew?
Yes, sir.
Lopez?
No.
Overdorf?
Yes, sir.
Truno?
By your vote, the bill passes. House Bill 84 will be reported favorably. Oh, what did I say? House Bill 87. I haven't had my coffee yet this morning. Okay. This concludes our meeting. I just want to thank the committee for a lively debate, and we have great respect for all sides of the issue. And it's kind of nice to have a bill that is a little policy-oriented every once in a while to break the numbers. Yeah. All right, great. This concludes our meeting. There's no further business before the committee. And seeing Ranking Member Chambliss moves, we rise without objection. The meeting is adjourned.